ثلاثة اثنين واحد.
مرحبا سرايا أكين أكينوزو. Who still call you Surya?
Yes, some prefer Surya.
Evet.
But like mostly I'm called Akın.
But Surya, is it a girl's name or no?
It is unisex. Do you know what it means?
No.
It's the brightest star in the
galaxy, you mean?
Not in the galaxy, but in its like own group. It's the brightest star.
Ah, okay.
So, exactly.
And you are the brightest star in your group.
You can say that.
Yeah.
And it's my grandfather's name.
Oh.
So that's how I got that.
Do
name
you now. Prefer Surya or Akın?
Yeah, I mean in my daily life, Akın.
Akın. Tamam Akın. Your mother was an actress.
Yes.
Özlem Akınözü.
Yes.
And your grandfather was the first media personality in TRT channels.
Okay, wait a minute. Not exactly. There's a little bit of confusion
about it. One of
them.
One of the first.
One of them, but not my grandfather. My grandfather was the voice artist. But my mother's uncle, my great uncle, he was okay, you can say he is one of the first names in documentary.
Okay.
So he was a filmmaker and he's one of the first names in Turkey. He's the master of the master in documentary, especially in documentary making. And there was a beautiful combination in my family. So my uncle would make movies and documentaries, and my grandfather was the voice.
Those
documentaries.
Beautiful. So, but you studied mathematics.
Yes, applied
for
mathematics.
For 6 years in Berkeley, California.
Yes.
What took you so long to decide to change from mathematics to acting?
What took so long?
Yeah. I'm like...
Well, realization just hit me when I was in my last year of the university. So I did study, I studied applied mathematics at UC Berkeley. And in my last year, it just hit me that I should be interested in also art.
When you say hit me, what do you mean?
It hit me. I mean, I realized because my mother pushed me when I was in high school, when I was in the middle school, she pushed me to... Yeah.
She always wanted you to be an actor.
Exactly, to get interested in some kind of artistic skills. But I was like, no, I wanna pursue science, mathematics, and all that stuff, more scientific stuff. And basically, I followed that idea and that dream till last year of my university.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last year, I was like, okay, what should I do with my life? And I think there was a big space to discover in what my mother was trying to tell me. So let's go with the mother side.
Oh, wow.
And get involved in this artistic treasure.
But you always said mathematics and acting, they are not so different.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
Both, in simplest words, both is about solving problems. So me as an actor.
Okay.
As a character, you gotta solve your conflicts in the story. So each scene is a problem. Each scene is a problem. Each relationship is a problem. Each story is a problem. And just like math.
Mm-hmm.
Math, you gotta deal with the problems. And I always see mathematics as a language of the universe.
Okay.
So, how could both
But be I don't I don't understand. How do you use solving mathematics, or how do you use mathematics in acting, other than counting money at the end?
Yeah, I mean, that's the least interesting part, to be honest. When you really study high mathematics or abstract mathematics. And the thing is, the problem solving, I think, is the core what made me realize, okay, there is also mathematics in the field of acting, okay, in the field of art, because it gives you perspective. It gives you...
You understand the logic of each problem.
You understand exactly the language. You understand from a different perspective. You understand relationships. You understand conflicts. The conflict is a problem. So there's a conflict, and conflict mainly is a problem. So it gives you in-depth understanding about life problems, relationship problems, and all about it.
Do you still believe that everyone is responsible of changing something in the world?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What do you want to change?
At least that's what I believe in. And I think everybody's responsible for their, there was a saying, you should be responsible for your own garden.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to discover myself through my characters, mm-hmm, and I'm trying to connect with people in the common field, in the human denominator. Mm-hmm. So the emotions, feelings, these are like universal language.
Of course.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I can express myself, if I can express my unique problems through my characters, and if I can touch someone, if someone really feels his or her own problem, her own dilemma, and feels connected to me, I think that's a big difference.
Did at some point, did any character change something in you? Like, did it fix something like in yourself?
Not one, all of them.
All of them?
All of them. I picked some of my characters. Okay. Some really, I knew it would change me. And some changed me once I'm done with them.
Oh, wow.
I mean, for some, that was the reason to choose that character. I was like, okay, there is something. And I know once I take that road, once I take that journey, it's gonna change me. And some, okay, I don't know, how it can change me, but at the end, okay, that's why I felt so close to it, and now I'm totally different person.
Oh my God, imagine if you play a serial killer, مثلا.
Wow, there's a lot to learn, I think, from such
characters. Or a mafia guy.
Yeah, for sure, there's a lot to learn.
You cut your hair, yes, and you grew your beard, and your entire life changed. Mm. Was your appearance a turning point in your career?
Yes. In my case, it has a huge impact, because I'm gonna tell you the reason.
Yeah.
Since we're having this sincere conversation. Mm. So for first role of Biran, for the role in Herjai, because of my previous view, with the long hair, no mustache.
You look totally different, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It totally changed, by the way. Any specific touch to my hair, mustache, beard, anything, it totally changed me. I totally turned into different personality.
So true.
So before that change, they thought I'm not a good fit for Miran.
Oh, wow.
You know? So, yeah,
so if you didn't change it, exactly, they won't even cast you.
I learned that later. But then I changed my view, my image. Mm-hmm. Then, okay, I think we should give him a shot. And I went for audition and I got the role.
Did it change your personality as well, or just your...
Yes. Because you change your image after such a long time. Mm-hmm. You're used to see yourself in a mirror, in a similar way every morning, but then, wow, who's that guy? Mm-hmm.
Discovered yourself all over again,
and it changed you, your inner personality. Mm-hmm. It starts changing your inner personality, not changing, but you started realizing some other aspects of your personality.
Actually, you went through three stages, mm-hmm, in your physical appearance. Mm-hmm. First, you were 120 kilograms.
Yes.
Then you look with your long hair, like yes. like a little boy, like a nice yes. boy. And then now,
no.
mashallah.
Thank you.
Charismatic, strong, like a real man. Which stage did you suffer the most?
It's weird. I didn't suffer in any stage. Not suffering. Suffer wouldn't be the like right word to describe all those stages. I enjoyed each stage, but I just realized, okay, I mean,
actually, it's very nice to say that.
That's
that even when you were overweight, you were okay with yourself.
Wow. You know what? I was like, I was so in peace with myself when I was overweight.
That's very nice.
But I realized that, okay, I'm done with this stage.
I need to change.
I mean, I gotta leave it behind.
Did you erase all the pictures of you when you were overweight?
Never. I'm not shy. It's I think because just like you said, I think that was the beginning of my career. I mean, losing weight, I realized, okay, it is possible to change in one lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, in one lifetime, you can change. It is possible.
Of course.
It gave me that strength. So like, I have a will to change.
But I couldn't find any picture for you when you were overweight. I mean, on Instagram?
It's from the period, like, I mean, there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook. So I have a lot of physical photos.
Okay.
Still.
I wish I told you to bring one with you.
If you were to tell me, yeah, I would bring it for sure. But like, you know, mostly physical photos. Because it was before the period of like, you know, Instagram, social media booming.
You don't have one on your phone?
No.
You're pescatarian.
Yes.
So you give up on meat.
Yes.
You're Turkish. How could you give up on meat? It's essential in your cuisine.
Exactly. It's like, yeah.
And kebab.
Meat is like, I'm a big part of our like cuisine. It's based on meat. But the thing is, to make it clear, I don't follow the philosophy of like because the on the edge, the vegan, like going vegan is really philosophical, ethical like act.
Okay.
So in my case, how it started, I asked the question if I'm really dependent on meat. So what happens, it's really as if, what happens if I really take off the whole meat from my diet? How is it going to affect me? It was like a little
experiment.
It started as an experiment. And for 2 months at the beginning, I went like vegan. I totally like took off all the animal protein from my diet. Oh, and then...
you felt good.
I felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so good. I felt light. I felt more energetic. Mm-hmm. And the main part was, how is it going to affect my performance in gym and fitness in general?
Mm. Proteins.
I broke my personal records.
Really?
Because I was a big believer, like, if you don't eat meat, you can't grow, you can't build muscle, you can't lift weight, so you're going to lose your energy. No. So it was the opposite. So once I got the taste of it, why should I go back?
You get hooked.
I mean, yes.
Don't you miss lahmacun, kebab?
You know what? Really not at all.
What do you think about the extreme movement of vegetarian?
Don't believe in the vegan movement. That's what I'm saying. Don't believe in it. I'm a big believer of moderation. I have even T-shirt like says moderation. I believe in moderation. So that's why like I started in the extreme way, but then I modified it, and now I find my balance. I find the diet or the way I live in the most optimal way.
I like what you said. You found balance, and we should find balance in everything we do in life.
Exactly. Yeah. Appreciate that, definitely.
We take a break and we come back.
Sure.
After your role in Hershey, Hershey or Hershey? Herjai.
It's called Herjai in Turkish, but Herjai. It's translated like Herkai.
Herkai.
And with Herjai. Like many other names.
In Arabic, it's Zahrat al-Thaluth.
Zahrat al-Thamuth.
Thaluth.
Farouf.
Thaluth.
Tenhuth.
Okay.
Tenhuth. Okay.
You became one of the most handsome guys. Do you believe this? You're the most handsome?
If you say so.
I say so. What about
you? If
you
say so, okay, I believe
in it. What about the highest paid?
No idea about it. I mean...
No?
No.
I mean, you don't know any?
No idea about it. But if you say so, like, I'm considered, like, you know, I'm the one of the...
I say you're one of the most handsome guys, for sure. Okay. About the highest paid, I don't know also.
No idea.
Tuzak wasn't that successful. But now you have Aile album. Aile albumi?
Yes.
How is it in Turkish? Aile?
Aile album.
So Aile album. Do you think you will match one day the success of Miran and Herjai?
What do you mean by like, what do you mean? So first of all, we have to, I think, define the, what do you mean by the success of Herjai?
It was like a huge success.
What do you mean by huge success?
Let's say in the Arabic world.
I gotta ask you that question. Then I can answer.
It was sold worldwide, and in all Arab countries, it's translated, and mm-hmm. everyone is watching, and even in foreign countries, they translate mm-hmm. it to their languages.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
it's been sold all around the world.
It was a huge rating. Yes.
So. We
but it lasts, and it also lasted much longer than Tuzak.
Yes, in Turkey. Yeah. Mm. So okay, our criteria is it should be translated into many languages. It should be sold to like all around the world, which makes sense totally.
Mm.
But I think what's important, it means it makes sense for much more people, like it makes sense for many people. So many people find something about themselves in Herjai.
Okay.
Compared to like other stories,
mm-hmm.
which is, a pretty reasonable success criteria. In such terms, I hope all my projects will connect, like, I mean, will touch many people, but it's not the only success criteria that I really like.
But to be honest, like even the in Turkey, the critics we found mm-hmm. about Tuzak wasn't that great. It was like they were saying that it wasn't like Zahrat Salus, the name in Turkish.
In terms of ratings, in terms of like the number
of rating,
episodes,
yeah.
number of episodes, exactly, exactly. And that's why I told you, I asked you, what is your like success criteria? In terms of those criterias, yes, my most successful so far job, project, work, character, like is Herjai. But I have a lot of, I have a lot of like, there's a lot of success in other projects for my criteria.
Define success. Yeah, I would like to know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's sometimes like, I mean, the way it changed you,
mm-hmm.
what made you realize, or sometimes it's some special relationships
with
you can
character.
Build in your like, you know, project.
Mm.
So these are really also success criterias that I really count on mm-hmm. and I have to count on, because the success is not only based on ratings. Your career would be like a nightmare.
Mm. You don't like losing, right?
No. I mean, losing, I always call that, it's one step back, two step forward is called cha-cha. So to cha-cha, you need to step back.
Yeah.
And
you step back, you recharge, and then you attack again.
Exactly.
So,
for in case of Aile album, I have no idea what's gonna like bring to my life, but I'm open for it. And
you're ready for
I
it?
Don't restrict it only in, I don't restrict it only for its criteria, only for ratings, only for Instagram followers, likes, such stuff. Because then you restrict yourself. If it doesn't have a success in ratings, if it's not translated into many languages, if it doesn't bring you some more followers, then what else you have? And you close yourself for the other treasures. That's why I want to keep myself open for other treasures, because life is trying to tell me something.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
You've been in a relationship for more than 7 years with Sandra. Tell me what coincidence brought you together. I need the full story, by the way.
You need the full story. No worries. I can tell you the full story. But first of all, I don't believe in coincidence. There's a saying from Socrates.
So you planned it.
I didn't plan it.
Okay.
But you know,
she planned it.
There has to be reason in everything.
In everything,
that's
of course.
That
is signs in everything.
Exactly. Exactly. Our story. I had a friend from Kuwait, where I met him in Los Angeles. He was a close friend of mine when I was studying in Los Angeles, and he came here for a visit with his friends, and then we were hanging out together. They met with Sandra's girlfriend in Bodrum, the summer place in Turkey.
Wow.
So they also joined us. And that's the first time I saw her, and our relationship started till
it was love moment. From first sight?
Kind of. I mean, at least in first meeting.
Did you ask her number?
I was attracted with her smile.
Oh, that's nice.
The honest smile. That's
that's
how
cute.
She got me. Yeah.
She got you.
She has a specific, special way of smile. Yeah. And I was like, okay, there's
Sandra,
something.
Keep smiling.
Exactly.
So you took her number or she took your number?
You
took her number.
So. I met the first one.
So because you're the man in the relationship, right?
What's that?
Because you're the man in the relationship.
I made the first move, let's see, yeah. That's a funny story.
Yeah, let's tell me. I love funny stories.
I added her on Facebook.
Okay.
And I have this daily ritual. I celebrate a birthday of my friends on Facebook, and I never miss it.
Really? Friends?
It's all my friends. Close circle friends. Every morning when I wake up, it's the first thing I do.
That's cute.
I celebrate all my friends' birthdays. Because when I was in the States, you know, you're far away from your family, your friends.
This is how you connect.
And no. The thing is, one morning after Facebook, I wake up and on my birthday, and everybody was celebrating my birthday and made me feel so good.
So special.
I was I'm worthy, you know, I'm loved. And so, okay, I gotta make all of my friends feel that way.
The way
they make me feel.
So I'll give you my Facebook account.
Okay, yeah, give it to me. For sure. I will never forget it. And you know what? After Harjai and all those projects, after I become famous, well-known personality, they're like, do you have a bug that, you know, automatically celebrating our birthday? No, it's me.
Oh, wow.
It's me still, you know, writing those messages because,
it felt more special. You're still the same guy before fame and after fame?
For sure. There is a lot changed. But also there is some parts of you. And I always I call that part my inner children. He's still just wanna he's still same, and I'm still just wanna play, still wanna be loved, still wanna love.
And that's nice.
That part is still same. I think I write all those messages from that part.
That's
children
nice.
Just wanna
If we ask your friend or the people around you if you're still the same guy, What do you think they would say?
Many of my friends could say, you changed a lot.
Mm.
Some might say, I changed, but some say,
I still see the same boy that I'm connected. Yeah. When you met.
And those
are your real friends.
Those are the real friends. So that's beautiful. That's a beautiful way of like X-ray.
Mm. Exactly.
Exactly.
You know your friends after you're in a position where you can be judged.
Yes.
Yes. You met Sandra.
But to close up that story, so how she fell in love with me, I celebrated her birthday. So
no
to close
way.
Up the story through Facebook. And she was like, wow, it made her feel special, just like I felt in the past. So that's how we began.
So both of you are romantic and emotional.
If you can call it, yeah, romance, yeah.
Really.
It is romantic.
That's not, yeah, because you get affected with like very simple things.
Yes.
You're very emotional.
That's where the real beauty is.
She met you before being famous.
Yes.
Today you're like very well known and beloved star.
Yes.
How does she deal with all these flirty messages you get from fans?
You should ask her.
Call her.
But I definitely appreciate her. Because I think for sure, like I'm in her life.
Mm.
She's going through like many struggles.
Of course.
And I'm trying to understand till one point, but she's doing it so good. So I'm just like appreciate her, and that's I think what keeps our relationship still strong. And still
and
active,
balanced.
Still imbalanced and still like it's first time every day.
Do you believe in marriage? Some people say we don't.
It depends.
We don't believe that every couple should get married. They can stay together forever as partners. And some people believe no.
It's also possible.
Is marriage on your agenda very soon?
Not as far as I know.
As far as
no, because you know what? That's what I wanted to find out. So the marriage, I feel I'm married to Sandra.
Oh.
We live together, and we did. As an answer for the previous question. We made a lot of sacrifice for our relationship, and we believed in ourselves. She and especially during the time when I was in Mardin, when I was far away, and it was the first year of our relationship when I went to Mardin, a different city.
Okay,
but and something is changing in the fastest way you can ever imagine, in a day, your Instagram followers like go up to 2 million, and everybody knows you. All that's many things changing. But she believed in me. She believed in our relationship.
That's nice.
And she didn't.
She worked hard for the relationship.
She kept holding my hand.
Mm.
So it is the marriage. So once you have that foundation, what's left is only signature.
So for you, marriage is a commitment?
Yes.
Not legal commitment. Doesn't have to be legal commitment. It's
exactly.
Spiritual commitment.
Exactly.
But are you afraid of legal commitment?
No. I would be more afraid for like such commitment.
Hmm.
The legal commitment, it's also easy to cheat on legal commitment.
Yes.
When you think about, I don't know, but when you think about it, legal commitment is kind of a hack to cheat society, everyone. But you can't cheat on that way.
Yeah, of course.
You gotta be honest.
Yeah, it's true too.
Yeah.
So, are you a loyal man?
I'm a loyal man. Loyalty is not only for relationships.
Mm.
I'm really trying to be loyal to myself.
Are you?
I'm doing my best. Mm. I'm doing my best. At least I'm a human. I make mistakes. But it's like at least because of this criteria, because of this, I'm trying to be loyal to myself. At least I catch myself when I'm not loyal.
Mm.
And I get lessons. I believe in the power of lessons. The first one is mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I always criticize the second one. Because in the first one, when you make a mistake, yeah, you're human. You gotta make mistakes. That's how you learn. But second time, you shouldn't repeat that mistake.
Exactly.
That's something else. Mm. That's now I gotta question your intention.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time,
it's okay.
You can't question. You your learn intention. From it. It's yeah. like questioning a little baby.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah. So I'm trying to be loyal to myself.
Now look at me.
Yeah.
We're alone.
Yes.
Be honest.
Yes.
Have you ever cheated on Sandra?
Nope.
Never?
Nope. Nope.
Tell me.
That's, yeah, I can say it. Like, I mean, yeah, that's more specific question and I have a specific answer.
Which international celebrity you have a crush on?
You know what? I also have a crush on Meryl Streep. Because
really,
I find her like, I mean, so charismatic and she has a like, I mean, really amazing aura when she's on the stage. And so usually my crush, like my, I have a crush on people.
Are older than you, yeah?
Not older than me, but they're so master in what they do. I find it so charismatic.
So you're after the achievements and charisma, the smart woman.
Yes.
Give me a name like, but a name of a girl your age. Let's say generation, not age.
In my generation.
You can pick a Turkish girl also.
Yes, but I'm thinking about like the recent ones who really recently gave me a crush. I like Zendaya. Zendaya, okay.
She's too young.
How old is she?
How old are you?
33. Just as it should be.
It's good. Zendaya, you're still young. One funny question. You like to play with your own hair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it when you play with your own hair or you like someone else to play with your hair?
Both. Both. But I mean, you can't always find someone.
So you do it yourself.
So you do it on your own. How did you find it?
I told you. Well, we researched you like for a week.
I'm impressed right now. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's from childhood. And it's not a healthy, by the way.
Why?
I mean, you can lose your hair. And I lost my hair.
Okay.
I still hear from my childhood.
There's actually, no, I see one see spot it. Here.
There's, and everybody's mm-hmm. asking, like, I mean, what happened
this
there?
Is from playing with your hair?
When I was really
you do like this, you know?
Oh. More aggressive, let's say. I was playing with my hair and I lost my hair. Also during my undergrad studies in Berkeley, when I was in Berkeley, I lost my hair here. Then it grew up again. So it's I think act of when you're under stress,
mm-hmm.
when you're thinking something, when you're thinking about something so deeply, or when you're under stress, it's kind of gives me a relief.
Mm.
But short-term relief.
Okay.
It's like getting likes on Instagram.
Actually, I'm going to tell you something. I have the same.
You have the same?
Okay. But it's not a relief. I sleep in a second. If anyone touches my hair, I swear I sleep. Oh. I can't open my eyes anymore.
That's another level.
In a second.
Really?
Well,
wow.
Okay. You don't mind doing like daring scenes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you a question. What's the point of doing like really daring scenes, long kisses that will be deleted from TV and just put on YouTube? Why do you think they do that?
I have no idea. We should ask.
We should ask. No, really, I always wonder.
Yeah, I think like it's because of the restrictions. There are like restrictions on TV.
Mm.
the scenes you can show.
Okay.
Scenes can be shown on TV and on YouTube. TV has more restrictions, but the story takes you to that point.
Okay.
Which story asks for you
to do the longer version, you mean?
To do that, scene, to film that scene. And it makes sense in the context of the story.
Okay.
But that part is restricted to be shown on TV. That's the only reason I can come up with.
Yeah, the only
reason. Are you asking me if it's...
Yeah, does it make sense for you?
Does it make sense or not? Yes and no.
Okay.
It makes sense because TV audience...
are different than the online audience.
YouTube audience or online audience.
Okay.
So in TV, maybe such restrictions make more sense for TV audience. Mm-hmm. But in YouTube... you have it gives you opportunity to show the story completely,
the real story.
Fully, which is which they think suitable for the online audience. So I'm okay with it.
Okay, you had the longest kiss in the history of Turkish drama, and
really?
In Hershey, it was more than 1 minute.
Yeah, but it is considered the longest kiss.
Ah, yeah.
In the Turkish?
Yes, it's the longest in the Turkish
then I hold
drama
one
with
record.
Ebru Şahin. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yes.
What do you think the point behind it? Is it to be controversial or it was strictly the story?
Story and...
audience?
Story and the director's... perspective on it, vision on it.
Mm.
I remember that scene. It was I think
you're talking
about on the bridge. No, it was not on the
bridge. In the field?
We were on the bridge in that scene.
Okay.
We were on the signature bridge of Hercai, the movie.
Okay.
The bridge we first met with the horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're talking about that scene. And in that scene, after a long time of separation...
Was your first kiss in the series?
Not the first one, but after such a long time and after separation, reunion.
Mm.
And Cem, the director, also wanted to symbolize that reunion with the kiss.
Okay.
It's a human act.
Okay. So do you consider it a long kiss or not?
It was a long kiss. It was a long kiss, yeah. Mm. But it also depends on the shooting because we many takes.
Mm, I know.
He took many takes, and so you start kissing, and drones, and he keeps rolling it till he gets what he wants. So at one point, it's the combination of director's perspective, vision, and what you present, what you give to the director. Sometimes it's being shaped in the scene, and those are the best moments. Not only for the kissing scenes, but in every scene. Sometimes you out of script.
Mm-hmm.
You feel you gotta express something, and those are the precious moments. And hopefully for Cem, really, not only for the kissing scenes, but in many scenes, he always gave us such feel, such space.
So you like to go off script? You feel you can express yourself more?
I don't like going off script,
but
sometimes script really cries for it.
Mm.
Craves for it.
Okay.
Script gives me the foundation, and script needs to go off script.
Yeah.
And
gives you the space,
and
the
script needs me to do that.
Okay.
And once you, if you don't let script go off script,
yeah,
it's a big pain.
Mm.
You can't sleep like, you know,
yeah,
well.
Like, I wish I did it this way.
Yes,
I wish
because there was a like really big moment of like expression, not expressed, a big moment like, you know, not expressed. It's a big pain. I had such moments, and I had moments like, you know, I let myself to express like those beautiful moments.
That's nice. What are your red lines in acting?
Well, actually, it depends. Like, it depends.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah, give it.
Would you gain, let's say, 100 kilo for the role?
Yes.
You would do that?
Yes. Okay, that's a good example. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. But I wouldn't do that for like all the projects.
Mm.
It depends on who I will be working with. It depends on like who I work with. It depends on how much I'm paid.
I was, you know, just gonna tell
how
you
how much I'm paid, and
okay,
it depends on if they're taking if they're backing me up.
Okay.
Because I'm going to gain all that weight.
Mm.
There have to be someone taking care of it in a healthy way.
Mm.
And I got to count on it. I got to trust them. So he's going to, I'm going to put all that weight and they got to guarantee me I'm going to lose all that weight back in a healthy manner.
Mm.
And all this, there is a lot, like, it takes time and it costs a lot of money.
Of course.
Because, like, you know, I'm really put myself into a danger also in terms of losing weight. So many Hollywood like actors doing that, but they're being paid for it, and they work with like many specialists in their like fields to do that.
Okay.
Christian Bale is like one of the best names, but yeah.
I'm Grace, producer, coming to talk to you about the project.
Yeah.
How much would it cost me for you to accept to gain 100 kilograms?
Ask him. ask my manager.
Okay, Tab. How much does it cost? Would it cost me to?
100 kilo almam. 100 kilo almam için sana ne kadar teklif etmem lazım? I'm kaç producing. Paraya bir proje için 100 kilo alırsın?
Özel konuşalım.
Yeah, we're gonna talk in private. Exactly.
So, manager, how much would it cost the production company to make him do a nudity scene?
We should talk in private.
That's I what also he's
saying. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying, exactly.
Tamam. Did you watch Kulüp on Netflix?
Yes.
Would you play the role of Salih? Salih Bademci?
You know what? I can, because he gave such an amazing performance.
Exactly.
So, I mean, how could I dare to say like I would play that role?
Yeah.
It's his role. And that's where the beauty is. And that's a beautiful criteria. Sometimes, I mean, in case of many of my characters, which is a great motivation for myself to hear that. Other than you, nobody could ever perform this character.
Mm.
I think that's the best say you can. That's the best thing you can say to any actor or like actresses.
Yeah, but would you play any role like a gay role?
It depends. It depends on the
again on the fees.
Exactly. It depends on the again fees, but also like who I'm working with. And just you mentioned Kulüp, I'll be working with the director of Kulüp in my new project, and she's like one of the main reasons I accepted that project.
Mm.
And she was the first one who opened the doors in this field to me. I did my first project with her. Now, like, I mean, I'm so excited to work with her again.
So, in conclusion, you're open to any character, to any role, as long as it's getting paid while taking off.
Yes. And I should add, if you're closing it up, when I first started acting, I should mention that. When I first started acting, I was a big believer of, like, actor, like, gotta perform, like...
Challenging roles.
No, challenging roles and every role. I mean, an actor, like, or actresses should perform, like, any role.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Now I don't believe in it because it's like fishes meant to swim. Mm. But if you, and there's a saying from like, I think Einstein, if you expect from a fish to fly, he would think he's a stupid.
Yeah.
Or he would think he's like, you know, he's not enough.
Okay.
No. So I believe with the time, once I got more mature and understanding and discovering myself, I find where I fit most.
I know, but you don't have like specific roles that you say, I won't play, let's say, a poor man. I won't play a mafia man. I won't play. You don't have like a specific character in mind that you will never play.
No.
Ah, you don't?
No.
Okay, so you wait for the script and then you decide.
Exactly.
Tomo, let's have a break and come back. أهلا وسهلا فيك أكن. أنا كتير مبسوطة فيك اليوم. كتير مبسوطة أنك قاعد معي. أنت مبسوط؟
Okay.
That was the reaction I wanted.
But you did that just for my reaction.
I'm telling you, I'm so happy you're here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
This is your first long interview on TV for an Arabic channel.
Yes.
What do you know about the Arab world?
Not much. Mm. Not much. And I think I should discover it more.
What do you like to know? I can help you.
Just actually like a couple of weeks ago, I've been in
Saudi Arabia
for like this organization, part of like Riyadh season. And I mean, really 2 days was like a dream to me. Because we were part of like this, one of the biggest fights in the history.
Yes, you were in Riyadh.
Between, Tyson Fury and Ngannou. So, and I had a chance to really see and meet with like many of my childhood heroes. Mm-hmm. So it was more than a Riyadh or like Saudi Arabia experience. It was more like the experience of the event. It was like a Disneyland to me because when I was 8, like I went to the Disneyland. It just like felt like when I was in Disneyland. It was like, it was really like a dream to me. But let's say that was a hook. That was a start. I hope next years I will discover about Arabia more.
Actually,
and Arabic culture and everything. We have a lot of...
Yeah, Saudi Arabia is very nice. Familiar. And the beautiful places are outside Riyadh. If you go to the desert.
That's what I'm saying. It's magical. I didn't find any...
You need like a week or 10 days to explore.
At least.
Yes.
And that's, let's say, like I promised myself to do that.
You're going
to
go back. Time. But when you were in Riyadh, there were a lot of international stars. Mm-hmm. Cristiano Ronaldo, Eminem, like Kanye West even.
Yeah.
I didn't see you posting any picture with any any one of them. None.
I'm waiting
Mr.
for
Mr. Ego.
No, Mr. Ego? No, not because Mr. Ego. Because I'm still, okay.
They should come and ask you for a picture, right?
No.
Yes.
No. So... I told you, the experience was like a dream to me, and I want to absorb
everything.
There was a lot of people taking photos, professional, like, I mean, photos, and we're still waiting for it. So one post is
coming soon. Okay. Do you know any Arabic singers or actors? No?
Not any name coming to my mind.
Shame on you. Aib.
Shame on me. Yeah.
Yeah, we know every one of you. You don't know anyone of us.
Shame on me. Shame on me, really. My bad. Sorry.
So you don't know any Arabic songs, any Arabic...
If I listen to any Arabic song, I'm going to tell, I know this melody.
I know this song.
But now I can't call it by name. I can't recall it by name. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my bad.
Yeah, I know.
I should be more prepared.
Next time
you were so prepared. So yeah, it's my bad.
Which Arab country would you like to visit other than Saudi Arabia?
I think Lebanon.
Bravo.
Because I met you.
يا أهلا وسهلا عنا بلبنان.
لبنان هوش كالدن.
لبنان هوش كالدن. هوش بلدن. قول أهلا وسهلا. Say أهلا وسهلا.
أهلا وسهلا.
أهلا وسهلا.
أهلا وسهلا.
أهلا وسهلا فيك.
أهلا وسهلا فيك.
Okay. You were always attracted to the pyramids since you were child.
Yes.
You once mentioned this.
You did a such a like, I mean, I'm searching.
Yes. We're research. digging.
I'm really impressed. Okay. And I really appreciate you.
Thank you really. Very much.
Thank you.
Voilà.
Yes. Once, I think it was my father's book. There was this famous series called Ramses.
Hmm.
And I was reading some pages of it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, wow, it's feels like, I mean, I've been here, like,
okay,
it feels so familiar. And I think it started at that time. Whenever I see any photo from Egypt, and especially pyramids, I feel like, I mean, there is something in this place, mm-hmm. in this culture, in belong to me. I mean, different, like, mm-hmm. Feeling. It's a weird feeling.
It's magical, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The place is magical. And the place is magical.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, wow, there is something really belong to me in this place.
They
and
believe in reincarnation. Do you?
You can say that, yeah.
You too.
And maybe in my previous lives, let's say.
Oh, really?
I was there.
Oh, you were Ramses, مثلا.
I don't know if I was Ramses, but I mean,
Pharaon, يعني.
Some kind of like belonging, and it feels
home, يعني.
Yes, it feels familiar.
You have more than 3.6 million followers on Instagram. MashaAllah, يعني. So, but as I know, you're afraid of that being active on social media might affect your acting skills.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I'm not like really. It's
you,
not
you
like a phobia.
You said it this
yes,
way.
Yes. Afraid. Yes. Kind of afraid. But I'm not afraid of like social media or like. I'm afraid of losing my focus.
Mm. Okay.
You know,
because it's a full-time job. Social media.
It is.
It is.
It might turn into immediately full-time job. And I know my personality, my characteristic. When I do something,
you have to do it perfectly.
Do it perfectly, and I gotta do it like to the fullest.
If you're not on set,
mm-hmm.
I would like, Keke, I'm curious to know, what do you do during your day? You wake up.
For sure, like, I mean, there is some part of physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
There's some part of physical activity in that day. It's even weightlifting right now. I started, like, playing tennis again.
Mm.
It's my, like, childhood love.
We should compete.
Yeah. You play tennis?
I've had an Attiler, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
We should do it, like, I mean, as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Because I don't find, like, you know, anyone to play tennis.
You don't
days.
Like to lose. I don't like to lose either.
Okay. So there's, like, big competition. Let's see. So I stopped playing tennis. Some kind of physical activity is really part of my daily routine if I don't have any shootings. Even though if I have shootings, I try to do something, even if it's like for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes,
okay.
because it makes me ready for the day.
I know that you have a bucket list.
Yes.
Tell me, what's on your list?
Now there's one more in my bucket list. Going to Lebanon.
That's for sure. That's
with your guidance.
That's a fact.
And for sure, like, I think visiting Egypt, seeing pyramids. I've never done this. And one of them might be some more adrenaline stuff. I'm really afraid of like high heights, like so maybe bungee jump, not bungee jumping, but like the skydiving.
Oh wow!
One of them.
You like adrenaline, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'd like to face with my fears.
Bucket list gotta be on that. Yeah, okay.
Bucket list is something gotta liberate you.
Yeah, exactly.
you know. Yeah. So since I have a like really, I'm scared of like high heights. High heights, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I gotta do skydiving.
Okay.
So before I die, it's something like I believe it's gonna liberate me. And side stuff. I write down, by the way.
Really?
So
You have an actual list, Jan.
Yes.
You always say that the most important principle in life is to act, to perform, to take decisions. Mm-hmm. How many decisions do you take per day?
It's about making a choice, and you know what? Responsibility comes with the choices you have to make. It's increasing every day. That's why, like, I think also in my field, let's give an example from my business. Leading actor,
okay,
or like leading role, takes much more responsibility. And I think you can be leading role once you're ready to make all those choices, once you're ready to take that responsibility in your life, then you can really carry all the story on your back.
What is the most important decision you have ever taken in your life?
I think choosing acting is one of them.
Really?
Maybe. They're really one of the most important, definitely.
And what's the decision you regret?
Nothing.
Is there anything you would like to say to your Arabic audience that you haven't already shared? Like a story, a secret, like something you didn't say before in any interview?
Okay. I heard after I left Riyadh, I heard like someone sent me flowers to the hotel. They really figured out where we stay, where I stay, and they sent me flowers. But I just like
you left
for Turkey. So thank you.
That's so nice.
Thank you. I wanna thank you and thank you for the whole amazing welcoming.
Okay.
For the whole Arab world. And I hope we're going to keep that connection more.
For sure.
And we're going to keep that connection in the future.
I'm going to give you a chance now to talk to them in Arabic. I will teach you any Arabic sentence you want. Yeah, you pick.
Tell me.
Pick a sentence, choose a sentence, and I will teach you in Arabic.
Thank you for giving me a chance. Well, I'm trying to figure it out. Wait a minute. Thank you for taking me in your home, taking me in your country and your home, and spending time with me, and making my family.
Are you sure you want to say all this in Arabic? Okay.
Thank you for taking me in to your home.
Okay, you can say shukran.
Yes.
لأنه فوتوني على بيتكم وعلى حياتي.
Okay, that's tough.
شكراً.
شكراً.
لأنكم.
لأنكم.
فوتوني.
فوتوني.
على حياتكم.
على حياتكم.
وعلى بيتكم.
وعلى بيتكم.
Oh, I will add something. Tell them بحبكم.
بحبكم.
كتير.
كتير.
I love you so much, Dad.
Okay.
Let's take a break and we come back.
Okay.
The name of this podcast is Bala Tasnif. That means unlabeled.
Unlabeled.
How important is to live without labels and prejudgments?
So important. So important. Okay, let's say, what's happening?
I'm going to give you something now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Label, we need labels, but I think we shouldn't be, we shouldn't limit ourselves with labels.
That's so
true. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Like, I mean, we need labels for sure. We need labels to express ourselves. We need labels to communicate.
To achieve also.
Exactly. To move on. Mm. But we shouldn't limit ourselves, like, you know, under those labels.
So true. This is a basket. Yes. You put it here on your side.
Okay.
And these are labels.
Uh-huh.
You have to read. And if you have to read it out loud.
Out loud, okay.
And you say, if you agree with it, you put it aside. If you don't agree with it,
you put it in the basket.
In the basket. But please, I need your comment on everyone.
You need my
comment. On each one of this. Out loud. Don't
we are
be shy.
We are starting. Akın Akın Özü, Christian Grey of Turkey.
Are you Christian Grey in real life?
Could be. Am I Christian Grey in real life? No, but maybe I might be given such a vibe because I heard this a lot.
Okay.
Many people think I look like.
Okay.
And I give the similar vibe to Christian Grey.
Okay.
So.
Do you act like Christian?
I don't think I act like Christian Grey, but I don't know, on the screen or like the way I look, I think it's because of like Jamie Dorman. I'm right, eh?
Yes.
The Christian Grey is the actor, Jamie Dorman. Kind of, I look like him a little bit, at least what people
think
that way. So, okay, it makes sense.
Would you accept a part in a movie like 50 Shades of Grey?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah. I think
keep it like it.
Definitely. Okay. I would be in for such a movie.
Okay.
Akın Akın Özü, an international star. Yes, hopefully and gratefully, I became an international star because
inshallah.
I became already.
Yeah. Inshallah, to more and more success.
Oh, thank you. Wallah. Thank you. Thank
Mr.
you for those
ego
beautiful
again.
Because
yeah.
I think international star means
outside Turkey, you mean?
The star word is a little bit tricky, but after my projects, hopefully I'm well known internationally.
Mm. Okay.
So I think it kind of makes me an international actor. Mm-hmm. I would say more like I'm an international actor.
Actor than star. Okay.
That's the better way of saying it. Akın Akın Özü, a trend, not a brand. No. I'm a brand, not a trend.
Oh,
Akın Akın Özü rebel. Yes, I'm really rebellious. I like rebellion.
Okay.
Being rebellious. I'm a son of Turkish Republic, so I have it in my blood.
Nice.
Akın Akın Özü romantic. Totally, yes. I told you the
that's
story.
That's for sure.
That's, I told you
are
the
you
story.
Are you a womanizer?
Womanizer.
Yeah.
That's something else. Being romantic.
I know it's something else.
Womanizer is really a question I should, I can answer or,
answer.
What do you think?
You're flirty for sure.
Aha. I think that's better way of like describing myself. I'm a flirty.
Hmm.
I like that energy.
Okay.
It's my way of like, you know, communicating with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like keep it active.
Mm-hmm.
But womanizer, that's something like I can't answer. But if you're asking me, Akın Akın Özü, flirty, hell yeah.
Okay.
Bossy. Akın Akın Özü, bossy. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you are.
At
work or at home?
Both.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Both. Also at work. I should put it there. Yes, mm-hmm. But let's make a comment. Bossy. Just like I told you, you gotta take more responsibilities when you if you're a lead role.
Mm-hmm.
If you start like, you know, once you have more responsibilities and once you gotta make more choices to carry the story to like in my case to carry your work to move on. Sometimes you gotta learn how to be bossy, even if you don't like it. So akın akın özü, bossy. Yes, sometimes I'm bossy, but I never like to be bossy.
Okay.
I sometimes behave bossy just because my work takes that I gotta be bossy. But I go back to my home and I cry sometimes while I'm maybe being rude or like breaking some hearts while I was being bossy.
Okay. Next.
Akın akın özü, too philosophical. Yes. And I think I have a little problem about it. But yeah, sometimes it might be... I find myself a little bit boring or so, you know, deep. Sometimes you just gotta keep up with the conversation and like you just gotta be, you know.
Deep but never boring.
Deep but never boring.
Never.
I should find balance between.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it.
Okay.
Was that boring?
At all. I said never.
Okay. Never. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Then I'm doing a good job. Yeah. Cool. Akın akın özü, an average man with laser-like focus. Yes, and I'm going to make a good comments about it. This is a, you know?
Yes, I know.
Who it belongs?
Yes, who? Bruce Lee.
Yes, amazing.
Yes.
Wow, you're really impressive.
I'm too good to be true.
Yes, really too good to be true.
So because you did amazing research. I learned from your ego now.
it's a quote from Bruce Lee. And
believe in this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, totally. Average man is like a common understanding. It's just he stays just in the middle of a circle, you know.
Yeah.
Once when you're an average, you take a place in the middle, and once you have a laser like focus, you can do anything you want. So yes, I'm trying to be, at least. Akın akın özü, obsessive. Yes, first of all. And
what are you obsessed with?
I had in my childhood, I really had I'm kind of diagnosed with obsessive compulsive.
Really?
Disease. It was really a little bit more aggressive. So let's say there was a music and the volume had to be 5 and the multiplications of 5, such stuff, you know, or
when you touch like 3 times or you
yes yeah. Or before I leave home, I gotta do
look
some
like
rituals
5 times
I gotta
something.
And also like, you know, I gotta do some, I had some rituals and I felt like if I don't do those rituals, well, something bad is gonna happen. So this is the, like, basically what being obsessive compulsive is. But the ones who change the world are the obsessive ones.
That's cool. So.
And the last but not least, akın akın özü, fan of Christopher Nolan. I'm a fan of is not him. I'm not a fan of him. I don't know him, but I'm a fan of his
movies.
Not all of his movies.
Okay.
But there's a really movies that I'm a fan of.
Inception.
Inception, one of them. But my number one is Prestige. Interstellar, something else. I really appreciate his attempt to get into the black hole because I also have a scientific background. He's so obsessive in like this scientific stuff. But I would like to really, he's someone I would like to work with him. And in one of my interviews, I said I would be part of a project where he directs the movie about Mehmet, the Ottoman Empire.
Oh, okay. As no one knows us better than we know ourselves. And this podcast with a description or a label that... or statement that speaks or reflects who you really are. You like mind stuff, yeah.
I'm I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a human. I'm someone with many labels, with too many labels to label.
Wow.
Was deep and not boring.
That was philosophic.
That was philosophical and that was deep but not boring. Deep but not boring.
No, let's label it that way. That's for sure. Akin, akinozu. We say cut.
Cut.